about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad taste loving you.
And we are back. I love the beat of that song. That beat is like a heartbeat. A heartbeat that probably needs about 25 milligrams of Atenolol, but a heartbeat nonetheless. You guys excited? You guys pumped? Easter's here. Happy Easter to everybody. Happy Passover. I know I was complaining about Passover, how constipated I'd be, but luckily before my first piece of matzah, I had horrible diarrhea. And so it actually may help me this year. And I'm pretty excited about that. But happy Easter, everybody. Good Friday. Happy Passover. Just wonderful next few days. Can't wait. Very excited. All right. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So you guys have plenty of time to change your stations. No, please don't change your stations. We got a super good show. Apparently, kids are still selling their kidneys for iPads and iPhone money. We need to talk about that. I don't know why. They're stupid. I don't know why. All right. Also, looks like there's a new injection that's going to be on the market that should help us with our arthritis. Boy, that's a lot of vowels in our arthritis. How many vowels are in arthritis? R-A-R-I-T-H-I-T-I. Too many vowels. Too many vowels. I don't like words with too many vowels. Anyway, yeah, but a word with too many consonants scares me also. Anyway, it's an injection for arthritis that's supposed to rejuvenate the cartilage. Sounds too good to be true, but it may be pretty cool. All right, then I guess there's supposed to be a chess game where you could actually move the pieces, even if you're on the other side of the world. There's supposed to be a way where you could program the machine to actually, so if you want to play with somebody, from what I understand, I need to take a closer look at it, but I think somebody's sitting there in LA, and let's say you're in, I don't know, Iraq. You could, I guess, program that piece and it'll move the piece like your California friend is sitting there playing chess with you. Pretty cool stuff. You know what was really cool is I guess I was watching the Mythbusters Duct Tape Island special. Did you guys see that? I turned it on a little bit too late into it, but it looks like both guys pretended to be stranded on a desert island, which ended up being like in Hawaii, Kauai or something. And I guess all they had was duct tape. And they showed how they could survive on duct tape. Did you guys see that? It was their island special. I don't want to ruin it for you, but they were able to get water, hold water. Did you guys know how you had to make salt water into fresh water? This is what they were talking about. I remember learning this in medical school. To make salt water into regular drinkable potable water, you need to capitalize on the condensation. So what you do is you basically, you're using the sun, you're using plastic, you're covering up an area, and you're having some sort of a flask. And you build up condensation. It has to be kind of wet sand or water in the sand, but you cover that up with plastic. You catch the condensation. You let it drip into a bucket, and the condensation is supposed to be salt-free water. Again, you'd have to do a lot of it. It's not enough to live on a deserted island. Luckily, they found some fresh water. But I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, I forgot how you could make fresh water out of salt water. It's pretty cool stuff. Because, you know, you're not supposed to drink salt water. If you are stranded on a boat, you don't drink salt water, that'll dehydrate you more than regular water, and you cannot drink your urine. You can't. Again, the salts. So just no urine, no water. You aren't supposed to drink beer. So you need to get real water when you're out there. But anyway, it was cool. You know, they made a boat out of duct tape. They were able to make a snare to catch a chicken. They were able to make a spear to get fish. So cool show. I'm a huge fan of Mythbusters. All right. But I'm a bigger fan of the Dr. Dahlia Show, which obviously you all are because you tend to listen to me instead of watching Mythbusters. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Please follow me on Facebook, on my Facebook page. And, of course, you can email your questions, which we have some good ones. I know some of you guys are a little shy. At drdahlia.com on this beautiful Easter season, Passover season. We got great Great. I feel good. I feel like, you know, God's happy this weekend, right? Right. Okay, good. Very interesting. Did you guys? Excuse me. Now I got the burps. Did you guys hear about this? It's probably the Lord saying, I'm not happy with you, Dr. Dahlia. Uh-oh, that's a sign. You see, you get signs. Pilots eject as Navy jet crashes in Virginia Beach apartment complex. To date, right now, no deaths reported. This is absolutely amazing. However, there are still some people missing. 40 apartment units were damaged or destroyed in the crash. From what I understand, there was a student on board and a very experienced captain. And they ejected. From what I understand, they had, it was a two-seater F-18 Hornet, had dumped loads of fuel before crashing. They aren't sure what the malfunction was. Somebody thought it stalled. Somebody else said, I don't know, that they were trying to land on the nearby base. But it looks like they tried as hard as possible to get away from any residential area before they ejected. They actually ejected what somebody could say maybe a little bit too late because they were still actually in their seats. But both pilots are still alive. Multiple people injured. The apartment complex appears destroyed, at least 40 units. But so far, no deaths. Felisa Ezel, 71 years old, was sitting in a folding chair outside her townhouse near the crash site. And she was like, oh, my. I don't blame her. I would be oh, my, too. That was, pretty scary stuff. You know, I always wondered when people eject, you know, shouldn't they, like, sound an alarm, go, okay, everybody get the heck out of the way. I know. I would be fleeing. I'm not sure what time this happened because you'd wonder if people were in there asleep. But it sounds like many of the people weren't home. So absolutely amazing story. But there are still people missing. So we still don't have a final count if, God forbid, anybody has died in that. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I took flying lessons. But I was in, like, a cheap little plane. We didn't have an eject button. And it was really difficult because there was no way to go to the bathroom. I know men, they could have one of these kind of NASA pee-pee cups. But for a woman, it was absolutely miserable, especially if it's your time of the month. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-TALK-DOLLY.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, of course, toll free, 1-877-362-3254. So did you guys hear about this? In England, what they've done, I believe in the past 12 hours, is actually start their ban on tobacco products by forcing stores to hide the cigarettes. Yeah, it's like a peekaboo game. These stores have to hide cigarettes under the counter or behind shutters. Their Department of Health said the move was in response to evidence that cigarette displays in shops can encourage young people to take up the habit. If you think it'll work, I gotta tell you, I like that better. I would rather they do the whole peekaboo thing with the, cigarettes rather than the ugly, grotesque cadavers and necrotic lungs and tracheostomy sites. I just can't stand the fact that a company has to advertise against themselves. So I guess in England, what they're doing is like, no, you can't have them on display. You can't have your product on display. Now, that's England. It's not America. So you can't say that could be unconstitutional because, again, they do their thing differently than us. But, I mean, do you really think that's going to work? I understand. It's kind of that whole cookie jar thing, right? If the kids can't see the cookies and they can't see the cookie jar because the cookie jar is sitting on top of the refrigerator, they won't eat the cookie. No, we're just going to climb the counters to get to the cookie jar. We're going to find the cookie. If we want a cookie, we're going to find it. Same thing with these kids. if somebody says you got to get cigarettes, and they go, well, where are they? And somebody goes at a store, then if you can't find something at a store, what do? You talk to the clerk. You go, excuse me, I'm looking for cigarettes. Do you have cigarettes? Now, the clerk is going to, of course, want to sell the cigarettes. He goes, of course we have them. We have them over here. As opposed to aisle five or behind the counter, we have them hidden in a cupboard because of the new peekaboo law in Great Britain. So, honestly, kids are going to get, they are going to get what they want to get. So I doubt this will work. What I think we need to do is smack the parents upside the head. Okay? Parents, if you don't know what your kids are doing, you're probably not the smartest parent. And I'm going to tell you something. If your kid smokes, right, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or anything, right? Smell your kid. And there, it's almost impossible to get that smell completely out. I smell my kids' breaths all the time, ever since they were little. Ever since they were little, right? Because I go, did you eat your vegetables? Yeah, Mommy, they served us carrot sticks at school. I go, let me smell. So they'd open their mouth, I'd take a whiff, and I'm like, you're lying. You didn't have any carrots. And the look they would give me, like, oh, my gosh, how did she know? And, now, of course, I was faking. You know, I was like, that was a good guess. But now my other son, who loves vegetables, you could still see the pieces of carrot in between the teeth and the braces. But the older boy, he was like, oh, my gosh, my mom knows. Now, it got to the point where I was like, let me just smell your head. So I'd go up to his head, I'd smell his head, and I'd go, no, you didn't eat the broccoli. He's like, how did you know? Because I'm mama. Mama knows everything. So just, you know, if you don't examine your kids' clothes, you don't examine their breath, you know, oh, well, my teenager needs privacy, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, they need their independence when they're 13 years old. No, they don't. Okay, they don't. Until they prove to you that they aren't doing stupid things, no. And it's okay to examine clothes. It's okay to examine, you know, that's not violating their privacy, sniffing their collar, checking their breath. You're allowed to do that, right? I mean, remember, they were in your uterus. As far as they're concerned, they wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for your egg and your sperm. You have a right to smell their breath. And if you as parents can't detect that the kid is smoking when they're smoking, you need a clue. And you can't expect stores, you can't expect government to protect your child. You're the parent. My parents said I would go to hell if I smoked. And I believed them, so I didn't smoke. It was easy. Very easy. Cut and dry. I didn't smoke. I didn't care if my friends were smoking. I was like, no, guys, I don't want to go to hell. Dahlia, you're stupid. You won't go to hell. Yes, I would. By the way, guys, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. GCN Live, my network, actually has a new iPhone app. Did you guys hear about it? I'm downloading it right now. GCN Live. What's cool about that is if you have difficulty going to the individual websites, you can listen to any of my shows on demand or live on your iPhone. So, you know, I'm not sure about Droid. I don't know if Droid has that yet. But the iPhone, oh, look, there I am. Oh, so pretty. There I am, channel 3. Then you hit me. You hit me, and oh, my teeth are white. Oh, there I am. See? Oh, do I sound like that? You guys, I don't sound like that on radio, do I? Oh, my. You guys didn't tell me I sounded like that. I thought I sounded sexy. Oh, then never mind. Don't listen. Okay. I hate listening to myself on air. Yeah. Hi. Do I enunciate like, really? Man. Okay. I'll try not to be as annoying. Okay. So let's get it. Okay. So what's going on with this new injection can help arthritis sufferers. Okay. I think it's too good to be true, but it sounds cool. Let's take a look-see here. La, la, la. A study found that a molecule called cartagenin encourages damaged cartilage to regenerate. This injection could therefore cure forms of arthritis. It's now hoped that this substance, and I'm reading this from Daily Mail, could form the basis of a newly drug-based therapy targeting degenerative joint and bone disease, which causes cartilage to wear away. Not only that, age. I mean, we really wear and tear our cartilage down. you know, running to the Dr. Dahlia studio, running out of the Dr. Dahlia studio, running to the bathroom, going back to the studio, going back to find some ho-hos, coming back. I mean, I really wear those joints down. Now, of course, arthritis, pain, stiffness, et cetera, should hopefully be helped by this. There's no cure, but they think if they're able to cause the cartilage to regenerate. Remember I told you one of my favorite inventions of 2011 was they took a piece of cartilage out of a woman in Great Britain, and then they grew it into a lab, made more of that cartilage, and then put it back into her arthritic knee. So now she had the extra cartilage again. I think that's brilliant. The only thing is we still don't see, you know, are they doing that? Is that something that's going to be mainstream? Was it too expensive? Did it not work? We haven't heard much from that yet. So in the meantime, they're still working on Plan B and Plan C. So I guess they also are going to be looking at stem cell-based therapy. Okay, yeah, make more cartilage. So it'll be interesting to see how this works. As we get more information, we'll tell you, because that's just what I do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. Oh, Bill Gates is at it again. What's Bill Gates doing? I got to tell you, that's what I was saying. He got so much money, he got nothing better to do. Oh, this is interesting, though. Okay, apparently Bill Gates is funding a new machine that filters your toilet waste back into drinkable water. Oh, don't use the toilet I just used. Don't use that water. Use somebody else's water. All right, it's a new invention that turns toilet water to drinking water. Manchester University's Sarah Hay is an expert in nanotechnology, the science of manipulating atoms in matter, and she says that this nanotechnology can make wastewater in toilets safe. And there's a picture of somebody on the pot. All right, the innovation was funded by Bill Gates. And again, this could really help a lot of people in third world countries. Apparently, they say there you can use materials to extract energy from human waste. All right, I don't want the energy. They may not be able to use this for bottled water, but they said actually they are making biofuel out of it. And so you turn this energy, I guess you harvest the hydrogen, you turn it into hydrazine, which is, I guess, rocket fuel. I don't know much about rocket fuel, tackling fuel. Don't know much about that. And I guess they said that what you do is you take bacteria, tiny metal nanoparticles, react it with water to extract useful hydrogen, with the remainder filtered again to produce clean water. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something cheaper. No, I'm not trying to think of something funny. I've gone to the bathroom in a toilet that didn't have water. They're making toilets that don't have water now. Yeah, I'm sure it stuck for some time, but then you flushed, and then the water came. But it's not like you have a bowl sitting there full of water. And I also used a toilet once that where you chose, you know, number two or number one. If you went number two, it would use more water than number one. My kids got a kick out of that, but like, I'm going to lie. They did a number two, and then they go, okay, we'll do the number one, and we'll see if the toilet gets mad. Well, yeah, the toilet got mad because there was still a chunk sitting there. So, I don't know. Yes, we need to save water. We need to make water more potable. But honestly, I see what comes out of people, and no, I don't want to recycle that. I'll have lemonade. Thank you. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So at the end of yesterday's show, I was going off on how a study came out saying antibiotics may be a better treatment for people with acute appendicitis as opposed to going in and having the surgery done. Now, that has been the gold standard, actually having the appendix that's about to rupture and perforate and cause you to be septic and die. That has been the gold standard since the late 1800s. Yet, because countries want to save a little bit of change, they're saying, try the antibiotics first. Pop some penicillin, all right? Let's read a little deeper into this. Yes, I had an absolute issue with this. Patients with appendicitis usually have surgery to remove their appendix, of course. But in some cases, it may be safe to use antibiotics as a first-line treatment. It would be like a watch and wait type of thing. You take the antibiotics, you send them home, and you watch. You just kind of watch them. I don't know, watch them perforate, watch them die. I don't know. Now, I do have to say, all right, I do have to say, when I did ER, there were some people where you really couldn't tell on the CAT scan. Yet they had right lower quadrant pain. The blood work looked okay, and I remember there were two patients I decided to send home and say, I want to see you back in 12 hours. You have to come back, and I want to see you back in 12 hours. One turned out to be a cecal diverticulitis. All right, know. I know. Cecal diverticulitis. Who could have called that one? Where basically what that is diverticulitis, inflammation of little pockets of the colon up near the cecum, which is the right side. So it wasn't a true appendicitis, but it was, still was an infection. And, of course, we gave them antibiotics, treated it, et cetera. The other one never came back. And then I finished my shift, and I went back to Vegas, you know, because I would drive down to Lake Havasu. So I was a pretty busy girl, so I don't ever know what happened to that. But I got to tell you, when it comes to the appendix, you don't want to really mess with it. And also, many times the CAT scan, which is the test of choice to take a look at what's going down there, many times the CAT scan doesn't really give you all the scoop it needs to. Whenever I had an appendix that we were taking out in surgery, and it turned out to be, inflamed and pustular and ready to explode, CAT scan said early signs of appendicitis. That's it. It didn't say there was a cyst, a pseudocele. They didn't bring anything like that up. No, early signs of appendicitis. That's it. Well, when you go in and you see the big nasty, necrotic, vesicular pus. Okay, you all get the point. Anyway, in this study, researchers from the University of Nottingham in the United Kingdom, Robin of Loxley, analyzed the results of four trials involving 900 adult patients diagnosed with uncomplicated acute appendicitis. Well, uncomplicated. Have acute appendicitis complicated enough? Okay. How can you tell it's uncomplicated until you go in and you see the appendix? Anyway, in which patients were randomly assigned to antibiotics or surgery. Anyway, they say a certain percentage of people did fine on the antibiotics. Okay? A certain percentage of people did fine. I don't have that percentage here in front of me. I don't know why the study doesn't show it. I had it last night, though. I don't have it in front of me now. But not everybody, no. Some people still had to go on to have surgery. Others, I think, had antibiotics again. Yeah, they gave them antibiotics again. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if you have something that without any rhyme or reason decides to mess with you, and it's an organ that even though there is a use, and we talked about the use, you have trillions of bacteria that line the appendix wall that gets squirted out every time your bowel needs extra bacteria. But people without an appendix do fine. As far as I'm concerned, when in doubt, take it out. Okay? When in doubt, take it out. Yeah, I make this up as I go along. Honestly, with antibiotics, how do you know the person's not resistant to the antibiotic? How do you know the person's going to digest the antibiotic correctly? How do you know? You know, it's now, again, yes, it will save money. But if you want doctors to do this, then you better make sure that patient gets first in line back to the ER. I know a lot of you are thinking, wait a second. When I go to the ER for my appendicitis, I wait 5 hours. You're telling me to take antibiotics and go home? And then I got to wait another 5 hours? No, you need a fast pass. Like Disneyland, you need to give these people a fast pass. So if the antibiotics fail, and I think at many times they will, especially if you have an abscess and a wall that the antibiotics can't get through, they better not wait in the ER. And you also better let any doctor that does do this watch and wait, give him free clearance that he won't be sued. If you want to save money giving a Z-Pack here and there, don't let us be the target, and don't let the patient suffer. That's all I can say. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Mike on the line. Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing? Hey, still in the hospital. This is going on his fourth month.
Your dad, your father? Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah, and now he's got the infection's gone, but he's got fluid. They're trying to get the fluid out of his body. They got him on Lasix. And now his oxygen level drops below 80%, so he's got to stay on oxygen. It's just like never ending.
Is it congestive heart failure? Where's the fluid coming from?
They don't know. They can't figure out where the fluid's coming from. He doesn't eat that much. They got to feed him intravenously. He tries to eat. But it's his diet they're trying to get back up there again, trying to get his diet going, give him protein. He doesn't have enough protein.
And to update everybody, to get everybody up to speed, he was his father-in-law was absolutely healthy, just went into the hospital for a knee replacement. And then things just started to go downhill. Oh, I am so sorry, Mike.
Have you seen anything like this? What's going to happen? I mean, we can't give up. They're not giving up.
Can't give up. It just it's one thing happening after another, and it's so hard to reverse. If he's in kidney failure or if he's in heart failure, and that's why he's loaded up with fluids. You're right. They're going to be giving him TPN, which is the nutrition. They're going to, you know, give him protein, but they'll have to watch the protein, of course, if his kidneys are delicate. But, you know, I don't know how they're going to reverse what happened. And if this all happened because, from what I remember, he contracted a pretty bad staph infection, I don't know how. I mean, some people, they just do well. I mean, I've seen people in liver failure just reverse, which is why I keep saying pray, pray, pray. Power prayer. But, it looks like he's going into multi-organ failure, where all the organs start to fail. And it's either from infection, the stress he went through, the inability of the surgery to take, I don't know. And it's horrible when you see multi-organ failure. You really do.
I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
You don't really care for supplements, do you?
I do if there's something you need, like fish oil. If you're low in vitamin B12, yeah, I think you should supplement with B12 if you're low. If you're low, yes, I think you should supplement. But if you're taking them, grow an extra appendage, I get a little nervous. Why?
No, because my wife loves to buy, like, CoQ10, Osteoflex, which I do use for my arthritic knees and stuff, but it does help.
Yeah, no, if it helps, I'm a fan. Yeah, no. I have no problem with supplements. Where I have a problem, Mike, and again, thank you for your call. Great question, because we're coming up on break. I don't have a problem with supplements. I think you know, people that take St. John's Wort and like it, people that take melatonin, even ginger. People take ginger when they go on a boat ride. I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is when my patients are walking around with a cholesterol of 300, and they refuse to take a cholesterol medication because they don't want to have a heart attack, yet they will go to a health food store and buy 7 different bottles of capsules. Some are blue, some are purple, some are green, some are red, and they take those saying it's natural. If you're going to be natural, then you eat the fruits and vegetables and you do it natural. But don't tell me you're doing it natural when you're going to supplements, all right, because those are still nutraceuticals, we call them. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's over. All right. Cannot wait. Cannot wait to talk to you. We got some people on the line. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What you got for me? Is this Crazy Joe? Crazy Joe, what you got for me, baby?
I'm insane.
Oh, what, baby? What?
Yes, I'm very crazy and insane.
Excellent, excellent. I can help you. What's up? What's going on?
I want to know why my life is such a failure, and I want to know that if it could be corrected through the grace of God or through medication such as whatever medication is out there. Like, in other words, do I need to see a psychiatrist, a therapist to make my life more successful, or do I need to pray to God?
Oh, both. Hey, both. God likes pills. If God didn't want you to take a pill, he wouldn't have made them. Why is your life so bad, though?
Well, I just got fired from a radio show I was doing on Talk Radio X, and now I'm trying to be a DJ and do what you're doing. And I think I have so much to offer, but I don't know, man. Just people, you know, they call me like Fester from the Addams Family. Like I'm like their Fester, you know, and they make fun of me and call me retard, you know. So it's like, this is terrible. It's very depressing. So I should see a psychiatrist or a therapist to get medication, or is it just that I need a break?
Oh, okay. Crazy, Joe. Thanks for calling. All right. Of course you need a break. And honestly, don't go into radio. No, you don't need people calling you names. People call you names all the time. TV. People can't call you names when you're on TV. Crazy Joe, you should go on TV. That's what you should do. I love it, Crazy Joe. And you may want to change your name, okay? When you introduce yourself to somebody, if you say, hi, my name is Joe, that's one thing. If you say, hi, my name is Crazy Joe. But honestly, all right, you did bring up a subject that I would love to talk about. All right, when do you go on pills and when do you try to fight the depression on your own? Sometimes you can fight the depression on your own. If what you're depressed about is something going on environmentally, all right, like let's say you hate your job. We've talked about this. If you can't stand your job, well, I don't want you going on a pill. Yeah, I want you leaving your job. Get a job that you like. I mean, if you have a job that you hate and that consumes 8 to 12 hours of your day, including commute, plus work at home and plus the stress of getting ready in the morning, you know, because you're thinking about your job, 12 hours a day you're losing to something you don't like, yes, you're going to be depressed. You got to get rid of the job. Same thing, we have people with who are in a marriage where they're being abused or the wife hates them or they're living with the in-laws or something. And as much as I would hate to see a marriage fall apart, I want you to go through therapy, et cetera, but there are some people where they are really with the wrong person. Yet, what I see they do is they medicate themselves. They pop pills to get through the situation. No, you shouldn't. No, that's not what the pills are for. All right. What the medications or the pharmaceuticals are there for is if you have an issue chemically. Now, some people say, oh, that person has a chemical imbalance. They have a chemical imbalance. Well, no, I don't like using that word chemical imbalance. I wouldn't say that. I don't like that term because maybe you aren't out of balance. Maybe this is, you know, it's the way you're handling a variety of factors. I mean, remember, the world is pretty dynamic. Okay, you know, you have, let's go back two steps so then you know what I'm thinking, because sometimes it's very hard for me to explain what I'm thinking. There was a study years ago when I was in school that was telling us as children that the average kid gets over 150 insults a day from the time they get on the bus to the time they you know, come home from school. 150 insults a day. Now, I think it's more now. Here we are 30 years later with texts and Facebook and tweeting and et cetera. But if a child is being bombarded back then with 150, imagine us as adults. I drive to work. I get flipped off all the time. I'm always getting the finger, right? People look at me mean. You know, patients get mad because they don't want to pay their deductible. You know, you get hit all the time, all day long. Now, if your serotonin is up, so now you see where I'm going with this. If your serotonin is up and you're giggly and you're happy, you're like, no big thing, right? No big whoop. But if you're having a bad serotonin day, your serotonin is down. Like for those of us women that are PMSing or those of you men that have low serotonin, then it piles on. So some of these medications, the quote-unquote antidepressants, which I don't like to call them, I like to call them selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which is a class of many medicines, up your serotonin a little bit. And people that have said those medicines are very successful and help them say, I just, things don't bother me. I don't sweat the small stuff. Yeah, you don't want to sweat the small stuff because you've got bigger fish to fry. We all do. I mean, we're all going to face, God forbid, a death in the family. We're going to face marital problems. We're going to face tragedy. We always do. Hopefully we don't have to do it often. Hopefully none of us ever have to face it again. We already faced everything we had to face, right? But, you know, there's going to be some real big fish for us to fry. So if you have little things like mother-in-law coming into town and getting on your nerves, no, don't lose the marriage over the mother-in-law. All right. Don't lose your house over you disliking a coworker and getting fired. And if you don't think you can go on with your life, No, I'm not saying being suicidal, but if you don't think you could go on with the marriage, go on with the job. And there's, it's not an environment thing you could change. And you think it's just because you just don't tolerate certain people because your serotonin's down, for example. Okay, well, that's one with your serotonin. And of course, I always bring up prayer because I think there's a lot of power to prayer. A lot of it. I think prayer gives you strength. You know, there's been studies galore where people going to church are happier people. You have more of a social network. Whether you believe in God or not, you know, having some faith in something, having faith helps you get through a lot. I don't care what you have faith in, but have faith in something. Even if you're atheist, have faith in good and bad or something. But if you feel like that there's something that'll help make everything work out, that's that positive light at the end of the tunnel, because you're going to look at your plate and you're going to be like, this isn't going to work out. This is not going to work out. Well, yes, it will. That's why we tell you have faith. Now, there's other types of medications we recommend people that can take, like the norepinephrine stimulators, like your Wellbutrin. It's a little bit more stimulating, helps motivate. Again, those are people that are really in depression. Yeah, but I wouldn't medicate yourself. Don't medicate yourself. Don't go to the doctor and say, Dr. Dahlia said I need an SSRI. No. What you should do is, number one, get set up with a great counselor. I think therapists are probably the most effective people in treating depression, even more so than these pills. We all need therapy. Whether you think you psychologically need it or not, we all need to work through what we're dealing with. Now, some of us, we use our friends as therapy. Some of us, we use our spouse. Some of us, we talk to our dog. I talk to my dogs and my cats all the time. I do. I talk to Donovan. I got Donovan here working the dials. He doesn't know this, but he is my psychologist day after day. I'm like, oh, Donovan, this happened at work, and this happened, and I'm having this trouble, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I mean, you know, maybe he's asleep, you know, behind the window, I don't know. But I use Donovan. So, you know, most of you are already using somebody as a sounding board already. It's just the psychologists that are out there, especially your cognitive therapists or some of the best behavioral therapists, your psychotherapists, these guys are trained to help you deal with your thinking process, which I think is wonderful. And if that doesn't work and you've tried everything else, then you go to the medications. All right. But no, I think right now things are overprescribed. I think people are so afraid that people are going to go to the alcohol or go to the smokes or, and, you know, a lot of problems can be dealt with, but you really need to retrain your thinking. And we've talked about ways to retrain your thinking. You could just brood over a subject and let it fester and let it fester and you get mad and mad and mad. Or you could say, stop. I'm not going to think about this. I'm not going to let myself get upset. And you could pop a funny movie in the VCR or DVD or whatever and get your mind off it. But you need to know how to redirect your anger, your depression, and your pity party. It's okay to have a pity party. I mean, somebody dies in your family, you lose your job, have that pity party. Get it out. But you can't be pity partying 3 years later. All right, guys. Keep on, stay on board for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If this is your stop, have a great Easter, and happy Passover.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.